People with a severe mental illness go into crisis. They often cycle through ERs, jails, shelters, state psychiatric hospitals, and many never get out of that cycle. Now, Montana lawmakers are deciding how to use their resources to try to better serve those people. Montana Public Radio's Aaron Bolton explains what's at stake.
Kay is 65 years old and lives in the mountain town of Missoula. She's been homeless for 8 years and has schizoaffective disorder. She experiences severe mood swings and delusions. Kay's daughter explains she also has anosognosia.
They do not know they're mentally ill.
That's why Kay often refuses medications and treatment. Her daughter Elle asked NPR to only identify them by their first initials to protect Kay's ability to rent an apartment in the future. A few years ago, while living in Colorado, Elle found out her mom wasn't receiving any mental health services and kept getting kicked out of the shelter.
Mind you, she's sick. And I truly just didn't understand the dynamic of these services.
When she's in crisis, Kay cycles through jails, emergency rooms, and the state psychiatric hospital. But it always leads back to the same place, Kay unmedicated and alone on the streets. So Elle moved back to Missoula to help her mom get support services and find housing. That's when she met Teresa Williams, who leads Missoula County's crisis intervention team. They take on tough cases like Kay's.
We're talking years and years and years of this particular individual falling through the cracks of our community.
Elle and Williams decided the first step was getting Kay to the state hospital, where she could be involuntarily medicated.
We were kind of hoping that this intervention at the state hospital would help with stabilization.
2 years ago, Montana appropriated $300 million to help rebuild its crumbling mental health system. But lawmakers are still debating how to spend that money. In Missoula County alone, there are about 100 people like Kay who cycle in and out of jail and mental health facilities. Matt Jennings is the county attorney.
These people still do get out of a hospital setting. They get out of a step-down facility, and they go back into a homeless situation here in Missoula or Billings or somewhere else in the state. And then the cycle repeats itself because there isn't a long-term plan.
About $16 million has been set aside for specialized housing for people like Kay. But Jennings says it's not enough. Ben Miller is a professor at Stanford University who studies mental health reform. He agrees that mental illness and the housing shortage are intertwined.
If you just get someone stable housing, you can watch how their mental health, the benefits go up almost overnight.
He says lawmakers here and in other states tend to spend money on short-term crisis services rather than things that can provide long-term mental stability like housing. But finding the right balance is hard.
Our communities are suffering because we're not doing both very well.
Turn down.
Oh,
they
yeah.
just like attention.
No, you're
a... At Elle's house in Missoula, she sits on the couch with her two dogs. It's been over a year since the state hospital had her mother Kay involuntarily medicated. It did not go well. Elle says her mom was given the wrong medication at first. But after she was discharged, Kay eventually agreed to take her meds more often.
My mom does have some sort of a life back.
Elle says she's done all she can. But her mom still doesn't have stable housing. And Elle says she's too disruptive to care for at home.
And it's pretty painful on cold nights to have to not let somebody in because it will deteriorate your whole mental health and stability.
Elle has decided to move out of state to get some of her old life back.
And so I will always help her moving forward. But I also have to put myself first, too, because I don't have anyone else doing that.
Kay has agreed to get on waiting lists for group homes and assisted living. Elle hopes that when a bed opens up, her mom will be well enough then and agree to take it. For NPR News, I'm Aaron Bolton in Missoula, Montana.
And that story comes from NPR's partnership with Montana Public Radio and KFF Health News. Thank you.